This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. Mastakino! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we toast an unidentified man from Kansas City, Missouri. Miles, you talked about this guy briefly earlier. Police responded to reports of an injury crash, all right? Well, when they arrived on the scene, it was much more chaotic than they anticipated because apparently the unidentified man, he'd been racing a car on his motorcycle. Just one of those things. Well, he loses control of his bike. He lays it down, wrecks the bike. But when he hit the ground, the gun that he had in his waistband fired, shooting him in the hip. But the fun wasn't over yet, because after laying down his bike and shooting himself in the hip, he was then run over and hit by another vehicle. So naturally, that vehicle stopped. I'm kidding, it didn't. That vehicle sped the hell off, because I figured, what are you going to do? Anyway, the cops show up. They call an ambulance. He's taken to the hospital with critical but non-life-threatening injuries. That's when police discovered that the man who laid down his bike and accidentally shot himself in the hip and then got hit by a car, yeah, he also had a bag of meth in the motorcycle. So he's going to be arrested just as soon as he gets out of prison. And apparently, he's already a convicted felon. So whenever they heal him up, we don't know what the injuries were, but again, you can imagine you've wrecked your bike, then got shot in the hip, then got run over by another car. They're not good.
And you lost your meth.
And you lost your meth.
And your bike.
And your bike, and your freedom.
Was he high on meth, you think, when he crashed it?
I don't know. I don't know what time of the day it was, just one of those, I got a bike, this car wants to race me, let's race. Devin says the car did not lose control, he did. And then got hit by another car, which was not the car that he was racing in the first place.
Which is a good call, whenever transporting drugs. Make sure you get in races.
Yes, definitely violate traffic laws.
Right.
Let's drink. Jesus, we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch hola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve with Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
You bet your ass I can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Let's talk to our good friend Joe Dredd. Hello, Joe Dredd. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Joe, you understand how this here game is played?
I certainly do.
Fantastic. Then, as you know, you have one of three choices. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what does someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
All right, well, last time, I didn't go with the usual, so I'm
going to
go with drugs.
Drugs! I want a new drug. Yeah. All right, here is your story. A 33-year-old man is accused of trying to kill his neighbor. Well, he's now behind bars. When James Bradley was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder, as well as, 11 other charges, police received a domestic violence call after neighbors heard a dispute between Bradley and a woman. Dispatchers also received a call from Bradley's girlfriend shortly after the initial reports. A neighbor then called again after hearing what sounded like a gunshot, followed by a woman screaming inside of his apartment. When officers arrived on the scene, neighbors began yelling that Bradley had a gun. They tried evading officers by running back inside of the apartment, but he's located inside, resisted arrest when officers attempted to take him into custody. After what they're calling an extended fight, the police were finally able to safely take him into custody. Now, after an investigation, they learned that a concerned neighbor approached Bradley to check on him due to his erratic behavior. When a neighbor approached him, he attempted to assault that neighbor. Bradley then fled in his apartment, where he grabbed a gun and then shot out of the window where the neighbor had been standing just moments prior. Police added that Bradley's girlfriend, two small children, also in the house during this time. And while dealing with him, officers noted that he was displaying signs of and symptoms of being under the influence of a very specific drug. Well, he's officially been charged with attempted murder, negligent discharge of a firearm, possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, willful child endangerment, assault with a firearm, receiving stolen property, a parole violation, resisting arrest, assault and battery, being under the influence of a controlled substance, and possession. The question is, what was the substance that he both possessed and was under the influence of? Was it bath salts, crack, PCP, or meth? So bath salts, crack, PCP, or meth, those are your choices.
Wow, it could be any one of those four.
Yeah, homeboy was swinging for the fences.
Do we know where this happened?
I'm not, Ridgecrest, you know what, I don't know. Definitely in the States, I'm just not sure where it's at.
Ridgecrest.
Which I feel like is probably one in every state in America.
Well, that's a tough one. I really know nothing about bath salts. I know a little bit about the other three. Hey, Ted, what do you think?
He said bath salts, PCP,
crack or meth, yeah. The story is, a neighbor went over to check on him because the neighbor noticed him behaving oddly. He assaults the neighbor, runs into the apartment, fires a gun out the window to where the neighbor had been standing. Neighbor since moved. I don't know that he did anything to the girlfriend and the two kids, but the cops are called. He wrestles with them. He has the gun, goes through the whole nine, but they realize, this guy is actively high on one of these four drugs.
I mean, it's always tough to tell between PCP and bath salts. Like, he could be up for a while on meth, but I don't know. That seems awfully crazy.
I'm going meth, Joe.
I'll go PCP.
Ted's going PCP.
Well, when I first started listening to it, I was telling myself, I know from people I've been around who've been smoking the devil's dandruff and makes you real paranoid. I'm thinking crack.
You're going to go crack?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to find out what this guy was on. Bath salts, crack, PCP, or meth next.
That was a tease. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, so category is drugs on profile. This, we got a 33-year-old man. He was arrested trying to kill his neighbor because the neighbor called the cops on him because he was freaking out. He heard gunshots in the house, everything else. He came out, assaulted the neighbor, tried to shoot him too. Either way, he was high on drugs. Question is, what drugs was this guy on? Bath salts, crack, PCP, or meth?
And that is the very question that we posed to Mr. Joe Dredd. Joe Dredd said crack, said, look, man, I've rummed some people that smoked the devil's dandruff, and they just ain't right.
Jay?
I'm afraid that is not the answer. Miles, you want good old-fashioned methamphetamine?
That's readily available, right?
Yep. By the way, Ridgecrest apparently is located in the middle of the Mojave Desert.
Oh.
A couple people let us know. Mm-hmm. V-Ted Smith, you want PCP?
Okay. All right. Thanks for work, Ted.
Back on the winning track.
There you go.
You know what people like in the desert?
Yeah. Well, I also grew up in a very PCP area.
You did, for sure.
That is a fact. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right. That explosion was quiet. I barely held it. Heard it. Held it.
There it is.
Yeah, using smaller mortars, man, trying to save money.
It's a Monday. Give them what they want. Blast them. It's like being at an AC/DC show in here. Fire!
Or living in DuPont. Listening to Joint Base Lewis McCord all day.
All right, your choices today will be the Jimmys.
We have Jimmy Kimmel and we have Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Bill Maher.
Oh, Bill Maher.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. All these guys have teams of talented writers that help them come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be the Ted Smith original?
Pfizer announced they have officially applied for emergency approval for their vaccines, which means they could be approved for use by mid-December. Not sure how I feel about an emergency vaccine. I don't like the idea. I don't like the feeling of someone running around saying, quick, inject this.
Kimmel. Bill Maher.
Fallon.
Pfizer announced that they've officially applied for emergency authorization for their vaccine, which means it could be approved for use as early as mid-December. I don't know how I feel about an emergency vaccine. I'm not sure I like the feeling of someone running up to me like, quick, inject this.
Depends where I'm at.
Tua Tagovailoa. He was benched during the Dolphins game for struggling on offense days after saying he expected the NFL to, quote, be a lot harder. And it turns out this statement has been ruled a lot.
Ted Smith. The Ted Smith.
Yeah, that is. I was trying to think about like how Moore used to do it.
Yeah.
Ooh, we've ruled that a lie.
Say his name again.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. Okay.
Is his brother the quarterback in Maryland?
In Maryland.
Okay.
That's the only reason I'm learning to pronounce it correctly.
You know those Tagovailoa brothers.
Yeah, Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. Come on, man. Hook me up.
His brother's still starting. Thanksgiving was always when you pigged out at 2 in the afternoon, then just passed out on the couch. Now every day this year was that.
Bill Maher.
Yeah, it's Bill Maher.
Thanksgiving was always when you pigged out at 2 in the afternoon, just passed out on the couch. Now every day this year was that.
Apple has agreed to pay $113 million for slowing down old iPhones on purpose. Yep. Nothing teaches a company a lesson like finding them 0.0005% of their total worth.
Seth Myers. Yeah, Seth.
Jimmy Fallon.
Apple has agreed to pay $113 million for slowing down old iPhones on purpose. Yep, nothing teaches a company a lesson like finding them 0.0005% of their total worth.
That is crazy to think they have that much money.
Uh-huh. That's what they're like, yeah, our bad, sorry. Yeah, we'll pay this.
Well, it's one of those things, too, where everybody knew that was happening.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't say it.
They just wouldn't say it out loud. Like, we know you're slowing it down. No, we wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, we did that.
Crazy. Craziness. Let's see. First, I want to talk about, obviously, there's some good sports on this weekend.
Some.
The Ravens game was good.
If you're a Titans fan.
You guys happen to be Ravens.
It was a competitive game. It was the kind of game the NFL would like to show. It was not the game I wanted to see.
Right.
I like the blowout. So that I'm
Patriots, Seahawks, Super Bowl was a great game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It came down to the wire.
No, it was.
Yeah.
Well, Miles, I was watching the Patriots and Seahawks this year when it came down to that that last drive.
Yeah.
Like, you could sit there and go, this is a good game, no matter what happens.
I know it's a good game.
Ravens fans, you don't like it because your team lost.
That is exactly it. That's why. That's the only reason.
And they disrespected you.
Why you got to bring it up?
It's almost like the Ravens aren't the old Ravens.
No, not even close.
Oh, that would have been a different... Not even the game, just the fighting.
Right. Husky fans got the dogs back in action. They kicked the crap out of Arizona.
They did. And when you're watching that, do you think the same thing I'm thinking? Obviously, UW looks good.
Correct.
Are they real, real good, or is Arizona real, real bad? Because it's kind of hard to tell so far.
That was an ass whipping.
In the college season, like, who is just really bad? They just haven't played enough. You know what I'm saying?
They haven't, and I was laughing all week last week. They kept pumping up Northwestern and Wisconsin. It's a battle of the unbeaten. It's like, Wisconsin's played two games.
Right, they were 2-0 going up against 4-0.
Right. I mean, I get it's late October or late November, but, like, that's different.
Right.
I don't know. I watched that Husky game. I made a poor decision to do shots for touchdowns with a friend of mine.
Oh, no.
For the Huskies?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, dude.
Like, in the second half, it's like, we should do a shot when they score. And I was like, yeah, no biggie. I'm going to check out the Oklahoma State game. And then he was screaming, touchdown. I was like, you son of a...
Uh-oh.
Miles, I don't know. And honestly, for my taste with college football right now, I don't know that you need to have an actual playoff. I know they're going to come out with the rankings tomorrow or something. Like, just... Like I was saying earlier, like, the Apple Cup's been canceled. If you have a bowl game and you're going to put it on TV and say, look, it'll be the Apple Cup. Like, you'll get ratings.
Right. Let me ask you, do you know what happened with BYU and UW, the ins and outs of that? Like, they were trying to either schedule, reschedule.
So Washington State had players test positive for COVID.
Okay.
Right, so they're out. So then BYU this year basically just made up their own schedule and were like, screw it, we'll play basically whoever. We just want to play college football.
Okay.
So it started, so once the Apple Cup was going to get canceled, then it was like, hey, maybe BYU will play the Huskies the same weekend. But then the Pac-12 was like, well, no, you got to go through our protocols, and if Utah doesn't play anybody, we're going to have them play the Huskies instead.
I see.
So BYU was like, yo, we're game. But then the Pac-12, from what I could tell, the Pac-12 is kind of D-ing them around a little bit.
That's exactly what I was wondering is, who's in charge of making these decisions? Ultimately, it's got to be the Pac-12. It's just like, yeah, we'll call them and play them. It's like, can you do that? I don't even know.
You can.
Yeah, they can. So. Yeah.
It's kind of a free-for-all this year. But.
Well, I mean, look, that's the bottom line with college football, right? Like, we're realizing this year is that, like, it's underneath the NCAA umbrella, but each conference basically runs their own thing. Makes their own rules and
I'd be like if the NFL, you know, your division made its own rules, then the conference had rules, and then Goodell could have something to say about it.
Yeah,
I don't.
Personally,
I don't
if you're UW, you just kick the crap out of Arizona. I'd say you want to play BYU because BYU's nationally ranked.
Yeah. Okay.
Cincinnati's nationally ranked. I'm big on I want to see Cincinnati playing the national championship.
That'd be different.
Yeah, Cincinnati and Coastal Carolina. Woo! Chanclair's had a hell of a weekend.
Uh-huh.
For the record, I did not get into that school.
Coastal Carolina?
Yeah, I tried.
Isn't that a school where it's like, if you apply, you're here?
Yeah. it's a real thing. They want you to get at least 800 on those SATs.
Yeah. Okay. 800.
800. Anyhow. College football, regular football, what's one thing they all have in common? Not fans, not cheerleaders.
Mascots?
Mascots!
All right.
So last night I watched a movie called Mascot, which was pretty good. It's like Best in Show.
Okay.
Who's the director?
Same people who did Best in Show?
Yeah.
Huh.
Who's that director?
Oh, God. I don't know.
I don't know his name, but is it the same?
It's like Harry Shearer and those guys.
Right. It's Eugene the same exact people. Right. It's Stifler's mom.
Whatever her name. That's how she's known now.
Okay, right. I'd watch that.
It's great. That's what I was telling you earlier. It's a super funny movie, and it's just like Best in Show, except they're all like small, like you know, community colleges, like okay. mascots and right. this and that, and one's like a aardvark or something from England. That's what I was telling you about the fist.
Yeah.
It's the guy from Canada that's like, it's just, listen, if you like those stupid kind of comedies or whatever.
Love them.
Right. You're right. Eugene Levy's in it. Like, just look up Mascot. I think I found it on Netflix last
okay.
night.
Okay.
But yeah, pretty damn funny. And I don't know. It's just weird. There's a furry gets into the convention. That's a big no-no.
Huh.
Can't be touching up on real mascots. All right, this is kind of sad. Wipeout. You guys are probably familiar with that. So TBS is rebooting the show, and then somebody already died filming it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
They died at the end. They made it through whatever they're supposed to do and then collapsed.
Right, there's talk it was a heart attack. Nobody knows. They just said it was a medical emergency. It's unclear how long after he finished that happened, but he was reportedly off the course but still on set. They took him to the hospital. Obviously, there was medical staff there where he passed away. The show's in, it's having a pre-planned hiatus for Thanksgiving. They're expected to come back next week. The crazy thing is, this isn't the first time there's been a death on that show.
What?
Another guy died on Wipeout back in 2019 when it was airing on ABC. The previous incident was a 33-year-old man. He had a stroke, which was brought on by a pre-existing undetected health condition.
Yeah.
Now, listen, everybody goes and takes an exam before they go on that.
You would have to, right?
Yeah.
Right, if it's undetected, then you just got the unlucky roll of the dice. Now, he didn't even know he had the medical condition. Doctors did not know he had the medical condition. They found out, you know, I'm sure after he got punched with a big gooey fist or something, oh, he had an underlying medical condition.
Correct.
It's always the same story. He had it since he was born. He never knew. Then something
we didn't know.
Whatever the deal is.
You know? Yeah, I mean, I told you before, I had a friend, the same thing happened. I mean, he was...
He died on Wipeout?
No, but he was Mr. Fitness or whatever. There was something wrong with his heart. Nobody knew. And he was the head of his Michael, mountain biking, like, crew, like, organization right. or whatever, you know? So one day, one Saturday, he's just out taking a ride, has a heart attack and dies.
Jeez.
Yeah. But he looked like PC Principal. I mean, he was that guy. Yeah, it's just kind of shocking. You're like, man, that's wild. So I'm assuming this is the same kind of thing.
Probably.
Like, obviously, you can't just go on there if you're some kind of slouch and not in good shape.
No, you got to be in real good shape.
Right, and they give you a test. They give you a checkup beforehand. Right. So I'm sure somebody would have been like, you shouldn't do this. Your body probably can't handle it. The fact they got all the way through it would lead me to believe, like they're saying, like, there was just something there they didn't know.
Sure.
Life is precious. Hug your dog.
Not your kids, not your spouse. Just the dog. When you go home tonight, just ignore your family. Just hug your dog.
What if anyone's ever had like a heart attack, like because they won on a game show?
You won $12,000.
Did the show kill him? I mean, in this case, it's more physical stuff that's going on.
I mean,
but the emotional reaction of what you're having to deal with, like if I'm on Fear Factor and I get scared into a heart attack, right?
Now, to be fair, they put it in the name.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I understand this person did physical activity, finished what they right. were doing, probably contributed to the heart attack.
But you bungee jump from the CN Tower, you have a heart attack out of sheer fear.
But if I scare you to the point where you have a heart attack, did I kill you? Or if I go, I have a new car, and you go, you know what I mean? Like, they're obviously not
Joe Rogan versus Bob Barker.
You know what I'm saying? They're obviously not
You have a new
that.
Car, they drop dead.
But
I showed you a box full of maggots, you drop dead.
But I feel like if that happened on Fear Factor, we would have heard about it.
Exactly.
On Fear Factor, sure.
Or they didn't air the damn thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you win all this money on a game show. You drop dead of a heart attack at the podium. That probably doesn't go to air.
It won't go to air, but I feel like you would tell people.
Okay.
Well, they're definitely not going to air it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The very special episode.
Like, you never heard of someone
where so-and-so wins $1 million.
Or someone having a heart attack on the set of an adult film.
Now, that, I believe,
it has to have happened. But do we know it?
No.
Well, it's like when you go to a sporting event, like, obviously there's people that die at sporting events. It's
the
same thing. But they don't make an announcement. We're just out of death at 320.
But if Russell Wilson throws an interception and the guy gets all worked up, and that's when it happens.
Like, slumps over.
You know what I mean? Like, and they say, like, what happened? And they're like, well, Russell threw that pick. And then Uncle Joey here just about, you know, he spit his popcorn out and slunched over.
Right.
You can't really blame it on Russell Wilson.
No.
Oh, so no.
With the excitement of the game. You know what I mean? Like,
but I don't know if I can watch him play again.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time I watch him throw the ball, it's like, Uncle Jimmy.
It's just too much. The games are too close.
That would be horrible.
Right. You just took
football.
You still
love your football team,
right, sure.
But
Yeah, that'd be a rough one, man.
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm racking my brain. Like, I've been on a flight where it happens.
Right.
It's like, I'm sure somebody along the way, if the price is right, has had a medical emergency.
Something.
Shows, but on that long. But I also firmly believe we would have heard about it.
I think nowadays
we'd hear about it. I mean, come on. Rogan's been doing his podcast for that long.
So oh, it'd come up.
He would have been like, you know, a guy died on it.
You're right.
Three times.
You're right.
I tried to do CPR.
No, I didn't.
Right. I don't remember if I did. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't make it.
Yeah.
He didn't have enough alcohol.
Should have made him eat that.
All right, that's a...
Who knew that chewing bee stingers can cause so much trouble?
Eat the scorpion. Nope. And he's gone.
That should be your game show. And he's gone.
And it's over. Robert Englund, who's Freddy Krueger, he's joined season 4 of Stranger Things.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a big deal or not, because you're used to seeing him as Freddy Krueger. But I think this will just be Englund as Englund.
It's not a big deal to me. It's almost more annoying because you're always hyper aware when Robert Englund's doing a guest appearance.
Difference is when you look at Robert Englund, you see Freddy Krueger.
Well, sure.
I mean, that's not my brain too far off. Yes, there was makeup. Just a little bit.
Yeah. Let's see. Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Game of Thrones kind of coffee cup incident. There's a crew member physical in the background of a scene.
Oh, man.
I just standing there, you know, hanging out.
I just binged it last night, too. I got to see if I can find it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I think 4 episodes deep, so I'm like, what the hell? The kids are in bed. Let me get through this bad
thing. Yeah, I've watched them all, too.
Yeah, look for that guy in the background. Here, watch something tonight. You got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Los Angeles Rams.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here it goes. We head north of the border where authorities in Canada remind residents to make sure to not let a moose lick your car. In Cleveland, a man walks into a jazz club that's closing because of the COVID and leaves a $3,000 tip at the bar. Man of France tells authorities he broke lockdown to smash someone in the face. Prison inmate uses a milk carton and plastic spoon to try to break out of the place. And a South Carolina man really likes his pants. Well, he liked his pants. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Pennsylvania, where an inmate managed to escape jail armed with just a carton of milk and a spoon. He didn't get far, but he did pour the milk from the carton into the locking mechanism of his cell before using the spoon to maneuver the door open. He didn't do so undetected, as he was told by multiple officers to stop what he was doing and return to his cell, which he did willingly. Basically, he just showed that he could pop the door open.
Okay, just want to let you know.
Exactly. And now they are going to do everything in their power to make sure that nobody can ever do that again.
Let's see. You don't share that with them.
Right. Because now the security is going to get up. There's going to be all these different things that nobody really wants to do.
Now, think about all the other guys that could pop a lock and didn't say anything.
That's right.
Like, hey, Eddie, you ruined this for a lot of us.
The thing is that do you really think that if they did and got away with it, that we wouldn't know exactly how they did it?
Sure.
You pour milk into a mechanism, they're going to smell what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it worked, but he put milk in here.
It took us 8 weeks of investigation to find that out.
Had to wait for the smell of really just... Yeah. In other news, there's a new product making some noise for the upcoming holiday season. It's called Pornaments. You heard that right. Pornaments is exactly what it sounds like.
That's what Mike was showing us earlier.
That's right. It boasts that you can jazz up your tree decorating game with some new X-rated ornaments.
Is jazz the word they meant?
Yeah, okay.
I think if you put one of these up, just wait to see how long it would take for someone to notice.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because they're good-looking Christmas ornaments.
You also have 100 ornaments up on that tree, right?
Exactly.
So are you really going to see this one ornament of Santa doing the...
I feel like some...
Just hide this one down there a little bit.
Right, exactly. See if anybody notices.
You know it'd be like your grandmother walks in the house and looks at the tree and says, I see a penis. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how long it would take.
Features some of great favorites such as Dominatrix Bear, Chim Chim Charlie, which is the North Pole's naughty intern, Submissive Santa, Deck the Balls, and many, many more.
Oh, I know which one Submissive Santa is.
Yeah, so did I. So did the elf.
That's right.
So the elf was all in charge.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
That would hurt.
I haven't seen a duo out of the bullpen like that in a while.
That's right. Peppermint, man.
Peppermint. Oh,
oh boy.
That's not where candy canes go, son.
No, it is not. That's a big candy cane, too. Ooh, it's a lot of spun sugar. We're going to Cleveland, where a jazz nightclub got a nice send-off from a customer. Due to the ensuing lockdowns, the nightclub was forced to close their doors to the public, but gave it all in one last night open. Among the audience was one man that ordered but a single Stella Artois, and after finishing his drink, he closed out with a total of $7 and change. He scribbled onto the receipt and asked the bartender to split the tip amongst the four of the waitstaff. The bartender looked at the receipt to find a $3,000 tip.
That's pretty nice.
Awesome. And he did run after him and verify that, did you in fact not screw this up, and you did actually give us $3,000 as a tip.
That's not what they said. They ran outside and said, did you honestly mean for me to share this with them?
That's right.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That'd be my question. Like, right. They know nothing about this.
You gonna tip out the bar back tonight? Turns out I'm not.
Here's 20.
It was one drink. What did he do?
Right.
I'm kidding. They obviously should split that.
Maybe.
Maybe, right? I know. You always wonder about that stuff.
Like, or maybe he left a $6,000 tip, but the way she spun the story, he left his three to split between
$3,000. Look at that. We have may not have another case of a man getting arrested while halfway done with a haircut. We go to Massachusetts, where officers were attacked by a man while trying to arrest another. The crowd had formed around the officers making the arrest, but this man in particular made a couple kicks toward officers, which got him arrested as well. The arrest graced us with another lovely mugshot of a man with a massive afro and a half-shaven face.
Is that why his face was half-shaven?
Yes.
I just saw the mugshot.
Well, no, I don't think that is why his face was half-shaven. I just think he's an idiot. But
I was looking. I'm like, that's an awful
idiot. That's beyond idiot.
That's into the realm of
insanity.
That is true. Because the thing is that Ted, he's got a beard sort of like yours, and all it's right. half gone.
Like a clean half gone.
Right, split at his nose, and then one side of his face is shaven, the other half just grows it on out.
But 100% fro.
I'll send it to you, buddy. It's going to be too hard to find.
All right.
In France, a man was found and fined after he gave a bad excuse to break quarantine. In France, you're required to fill out a slip to receive permission to leave during the lockdown to do such things as going to work, shopping, even exercising. They just basically want to know who's going where and why so they can trace the thing if it starts to spread. Our man in question did fill out most all of the proper information, but as for his reason for leaving, he left something that needed explanation. Officers found him a short distance from his house, proclaiming that he was waiting for someone to, quote, smash their face in. He was cited for public drunkenness and sent home.
I respect his honesty.
Exactly. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Ryan Castle will join us. We will sit and spin. We've got 10 bands renamed by Vince Neil in honor of the Thanksgiving holiday.
It's nice of him to do that.
It's just really cool. Yes.
In the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.